I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. At the start of Senator Bernie Sanders' Democratic presidential campaign, there was lots of talk in the media about his appearance. Reporters like to talk about his rumpled suits and disheveled hair. But Sanders' look has gotten more polished as the campaign progressed. And VPR spent some time this week with one Burlington woman who's helped make that possible.
My name is Jacqueline Perrin. I'm from Vermont. I've been a makeup artist professionally for about 8 years. I'm the manager at MAC Cosmetics on Church Street. And recently been lucky enough to be working with Bernie Sanders.
How did you get into doing makeup? Tell me that first off.
Makeup has always been like my jam. When I was in high school, I grew up in Vermont, so not a lot of people wore makeup, but I spent all my money on it. I would go to CVS, Walmart, wherever, and just like load up. And then when I was having a rough day, I'd go home, I'd wash my face, and I'd do my makeup, and I'd feel better.
And the work you do for the Sanders campaign, I gather, is freelance makeup artistry. How did you get to work on the Sanders campaign?
Well, it was just a regular cold winter night, and I was late at night, and I was sitting at home contemplating going to bed, and I got a message from a friend of mine who works for the Church Street Marketplace, and she sent me a message, and she said, can you do Bernie Sanders makeup tomorrow morning? And I was like, is this real life? Are you serious? But I said yes, and I put my kit together and met the senator for the first time. He's always really nice. Very cool guy.
Yeah, so tell me about that first time. I imagine it was a television appearance or something like that.
You know, the first time he came in, we chatted a little bit. You know, we're kind of neighbors. He asked me about what I do and how long I'd been in Burlington and stuff. So he was really kind. Normally he comes in, he sits down, he closes his eyes and
He closes his eyes?
Yeah, he sits down in the chair, closes his eyes, and he's working on whatever it is he's about to talk about in the interview. Sometimes it's kind of under his breath a little bit. So
he's kind of talking to himself, practicing stuff as you're doing the makeup thing.
Yeah, he's preparing because, you know, he doesn't have notes or anything when he's doing the interviews. He just wings it.
How many times have you done Sanders makeup at this point?
I've done his makeup for probably about a dozen appearances.
How is doing political makeup different than doing other types of makeup? Is it different?
Super different, because on a day-to-day basis, I'm mostly, not always, but mostly working with women. Totally different creature from doing men's makeup. You know, Bernie comes in and literally sits down, first thing, bop, bop, not too much.
So how long does it take to do Bernie Sanders' makeup regime beginning to end before he goes on Face the Nation or something like that?
Probably a minute and a half. I mean, it's
literally like 60 to 90 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because he doesn't want a lot, and he doesn't need a lot, you know. He doesn't want to look like he's painted up, you know. I just do a little prepping the skin, throwing some powder on. One time I tried to put some brow gel on, and he stopped me there. So I don't push it too much.
I was going to ask you, before we get too much further, I want to get the Bernie Sanders treatment, all 60 seconds of it, so tell me what to do.
Let's do it.
So, what do I do?
Take a seat.
Oh, you have like a whole little tool belt with a bunch of brushes. Yes. And easels. This is terrifying now.
Yes, I do. Don't be scared. I know exactly what to do with all of this. All right, so first thing I'm going to do, this is just a little, it's called a primer. It's just a matte gel. Keeps the shine down.
I was told to ask you what type of product you're using. That's a thing?
Yeah, I use all MAC products. So the next thing I'm going to do, it's if you want to know the exact product, it's MAC Studio Sculpting Powder. So it looks really, really natural. I mean, you know, there's all sorts of different kinds of powders you can use. Get rid of extra redness.
Am I done? That's it?
Yeah.
I don't have my glasses on, but I feel like I look totally normal. So then what happens?
So then we'll go in here.
Okay. Lead the way.
To the room.
So then you come into this little room with all these TVs, and then you see what he looks like once he's actually on camera.
Exactly, yeah.
And then you go make little adjustments.
Powder the top of his head, maybe. Lint roll.
So now I'm sitting in sort of like a TV studio with some bright lights shining in my face and a camera in front of me, and there's this backdrop of downtown Burlington. And then you come in and you sort of make like some little tweaks.
Yeah, and what's really cool then is that I get to go back in the room and watch on one monitor you in here live, or Bernie in here live, and then be watching the interview on the other television. So
What's it been like to be a Vermonter who's grown up with Sanders and now you're in this position where you're, you know, he's running for president. Whatever happens, he's making history in Vermont and you're kind of a part of that. What does that feel like?
It's a total honor. I mean, yeah, the starstruck thing doesn't really go away. I mean, you keep it together, you hold it in. But every single time I get to see him, I'm glad that I've been able to be a part of history in a very small way. You know, I don't think that Bernie's going to remember his makeup artist, you know, when he's in the White House. But I like to joke that they'll move me in there to be the White House makeup artist.
But it's an experience that very, very few people can have.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's really cool. I'm very, very proud. And I'm happy to see how it's affected, you know, Burlington, Vermont. Really brings people together. You know, I wear my Bernie pin on my coat and everywhere I go, and people are like, nice pin. And it's just like, you're connected.